This is KDNK's local and regional news. I'm Lily Jones. On Monday night, the Telluride Ski Patrol Union voted to reject the resort owner's final offer for compensation. The vote came 2 days after the ski area's opening day and about a month after the union voted unanimously to authorize a strike. Resort owner Chuck Horning had proffered a 9% pay increase for new patrollers for a starting hourly wage just over $24, topping out at just under $30 an hour for the most experienced on-mountain emergency responders. The patrollers had asked for at least $30 an hour for new workers, paid time off, stipends for health insurance, and all the gear they need for the job. All six ski patrol supervisors at Telluride also voted unanimously on November 24th in favor of a rare unionization of resort managers. All but one member of the ski patrol union and the newly unionized supervisors voted to reject the resort company's offer. Monday's vote sets the stage for a holiday strike at a premier Colorado ski resort. Meanwhile, in Aspen, where the ski patrol has operated with a union for decades, 8 months of contract negotiations ended with a 3-year agreement, the Aspen Daily News reports. The contract incorporates a new framework emphasizing special skills and professional development. The Aspen Professional Ski Patrol Association is an independent union with around 200 members across the four mountains owned by the Crown family of Chicago. Summertime rangers and bike patrollers are included in the union. Base pay in Aspen starts at $24 an hour, but more skilled members can start as high as $27 hourly. Equipment allowances and health insurance come with the full-time job. In contrast to Telluride, 96% of the union here voted in favor of the 3-year agreement. Hundreds gathered on the steps of the state capitol Friday for a memorial service honoring State Senator Faith Winter, who died in a car crash last month. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports.
Winter's family and friends were joined by state lawmakers, members of Congress, and a number of other current and former Colorado leaders. House Speaker Julie McCluskey and Senate President James Coleman presented Winter's father and sister with honorary Colorado flags. Governor Polis presented them to Winter's 2 children. In his speech, Polis said he knew Winter for nearly 20 years.
She knew that our state could be a better place, and she focused tirelessly on making it so. When Faith was on your team, she was a fierce ally, 100% committed to the cause and effective.
Speakers remembered Winter as an advocate for women's rights, paid family leave, and the environment. They also highlighted her work helping women run for office, both in Colorado and across the country.
Democratic State Senator Julie Gonzalez has launched a Democratic primary challenge against Senator John Hickenlooper. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Benta Berkland has more.
Gonzalez says she's jumping into the race because she feels like Hickenlooper, who's in his first term, is not meeting the moment.
Across the state, Coloradans are really looking for fighters and people who will stand up for their values and for change.
Gonzalez was elected to the state Senate in 2018 and represents parts of Denver. She's worked on issues from reproductive rights and renters' rights to policies that support undocumented immigrants. She's about 30 years younger than Hickenlooper and says it'll be a test on a new generation of leadership.
That was Benta Berkland with the Colorado Capital News Alliance. A new anthology of Colorado's poet laureates has just been published. Begin Where You Are brings together work from all 10 of the state's poets laureate and its first collection of its kind. Proceeds from the book will help bolster the Poet Laureate program, funding travel to rural communities, as well as visits to schools and libraries across Colorado. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, KSJD's Andy Ravensbergen spoke with Durango-based social entrepreneur Turner Wyatt, who spearheaded the effort to bring the anthology to life.
Begin Where You Are, the Colorado Poets Laureate Anthology, is an anthology, a collection of all 10 of Colorado's Poets Laureate, going back to 1919. And it's the first time that all 10 of these writers have been featured in a single collection. In fact, I think it's the first state poet laureate anthology of any state. It also includes a lot of amazing writing from our poets laureate, including the contemporary ones, folks from the last 40 years or so. And for those writers in particular, it contains poetry that's never been published before, which we're really, really excited about.
You mentioned that there are poets from 1919 in this book, also contemporary poets. I want to ask you about the experience of bringing this book to life, what it's been like to work with this team and members of your team who are also no longer with us.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. So 2.5 years ago, I reached out to Bobby and we decided we were going to make this book. He introduced me to Joseph Hutchison, who is his predecessor. Joe introduced me to David Mason. David Mason introduced me to Mary Crow. And the five of us got together and formed an editorial committee, which is a really funky way of creating a book. If you've ever written a book for yourself, you just get to write the book and then you submit it to a publisher and they decide whether they want to print it or not. And then you're off to the races. We did everything by committee. We made consensus decisions and it was a really diverse group. You know, Bobby Lefebvre is this urban activist from Denver, very prominent Chicano activist who's done a lot of amazing projects for the city of Denver, and he has an award-winning play. And Mary Crow is in her 90s and living up in Fort Collins after a career in academia. And Joe Hutchison is living up in Evergreen, teaching at DU. David Mason is in Tasmania, where he lives now, still producing great writing. And so it was this eclectic group of people who came together to do everything that is entailed by creating a book. We selected the poems that were going to be included. We did all of the editorial functions. We solicited the publishers. And as we got into this process, about 6 months into this process, lo and behold, but the next poet laureate of Colorado is elected, and it is none other than Andrea Gibson. And if you're listening to this, you probably know who Andrea Gibson is, because they are one of the most prominent, well-known poets of all time. So we all kind of looked at each other and went, oh my God, this project just absolutely went 10 rungs up in terms of its relevance and its impact, because Andrea Gibson is now the poet laureate. And if they want to be involved in this project, so many more people are going to care about what's in this book, because Andrea has such a huge following all over the world. You know, millions of people follow Andrea all over the world. And we reached out to Andrea and first conversation, yes, of course. Yes, absolutely. I'm involved. I'm in. Let's do it. And then for the next 2 years, we all worked together to put the book into the form that it is in today, a few weeks from publication. A few months ago, after 4 years of ovarian cancer, Andrea passed away at their home in Boulder, surrounded by their community and their wife, Meg Valley, who's also a prominent poet. And in the same way that when Andrea joined the project, we kind of freaked out and thought, oh my gosh, everything is changing. When Andrea passed away, kind of the same thing happened in the opposite direction. You know, this is our friend who we've been working with for 2.5 years on this project. And it's a project that they cared a lot about.
Yeah, because of Andrea's involvement and because of their death, the impact of this book has multiplied.
Right, yeah. Right. I mean, it feels like a huge honor and responsibility that there are poems in this book that have not been published before by Andrea. And so this is like the first place where some of their poetry will be published after their death. And so that's a major motivating factor for all of us on the team, is to really do justice to that, to make sure that this project and this book has as great of an impact as we know it can, so that it can be a honor of Andrea commensurate with Andrea's impact that they had on the world over their lifetime.
The sales from this book are going to help bring more poetry to rural communities like ours in the Four Corners. I know that our listeners are going to want to know when they can buy this book and where they can buy this book.
So the book is called Begin Where You Are, the Colorado Poets Laureate Anthology. And 100% of the proceeds from the book go into our nonprofit, which is basically a nonprofit that's holding this money kind of as an endowment to create a fund that can be used to fund the poet laureate, whomever that person happens to be at the time, to come to more rural and low-income parts of the state.
Turner, thanks so much for sharing about this. It's really been lovely hearing about it from you.
My absolute pleasure.
If you would like to learn more about this project, you can visit coloradopoets.org. KSJD's Andy Ravensbergen was speaking with Durango-based social entrepreneur Turner Wyatt. That report was shared with us via Rocky Mountain Community Radio. This is KDNK News.